From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Governor John Hickenlooper wants a statewide map of all oil field pipelines after an old severed line caused a fatal house explosion last month.
The question we've got to ask is, how do you make sure it doesn't happen again? And is this truly a unique situation? Are there two more, three more, or 10 more somewhere else in the state?
Hickenlooper spoke a day after fire investigators announced that the April explosion was caused by a cut in an old gas line that was believed to be out of service but was connected to a producing gas well. Investigators say they don't know why the line was hooked up to the well. State regulations require abandoned lines to be disconnected and capped. A recent report on cycling in Colorado Springs found bike infrastructure and attitudes toward biking need some improvements before it's truly a viable commuting option. The report is part of the city's Bike Master Plan, which is expected to be presented to City Council at the end of the summer. Jessica Fields is with Tool Design Group, an outside firm the city has contracted with to help create the Bike Master Plan. She says one possible area of improvement is extending the biking culture to those who are not already cyclists.
If that were more of the focus of some of the education and encouragement programs, we think that the city could make some big improvements in terms of having bicycling be part of more of the everyday identity for Colorado Springs.
Among other findings, the report says current conditions mean cycling is more of a recreational activity rather than a transportation option, and high speed limits on many roads can make cycling outside of parks and trails feel unsafe. An open house on the plan is taking place now at Penrose Library. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.